go places. They wanted to be in show business. They wanted to be in radio, and they worked day and night like slaves for virtually nothing.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Sunday.
I did my best work at that radio station because I frankly didn't care.
Bob Stone along with Rick Ballou. We're coming.
I mean, you don't sweat an $18,000 a year job, for God's sake.
How thorough is your real estate agent?
So you do whatever the hell you want to do.
Customized marketing plan to help.
And they let me do whatever the hell I wanted to do. Unfortunately, the people that ran the radio station, the people that owned the radio station, weren't the best business people in the world, so it was always a financial struggle, to put it mildly. But we had fun. We had a hell of a lot of fun. The business was much more innocent in those days. The audience was much more innocent in those days. And you could pull stuff like, and you just couldn't believe that people would believe. We had a hell of a lot of fun. But what the hell? Business is business. And WFLA started to fall on hard times. They went through a number of ownership changes. Things weren't looking terribly good over here. But there was that wild and crazy kid on at night over at PLP. What the hell? Let's hire him and see what happens. And so they brought me over here. And the first year that I worked here, the station was owned by a company named Scotty.
Wearing a mask and that gun.
Half broadcasters, half speculators.
You know, for Duke, North Carolina, the 217th time those two schools.
That'd be great. I mean, no, I've got a family.
I went into psychology 20 years ago. Basically, it's a career. I was simple-minded enough to take seriously the mottos of psychology. Psychology is supposed to be finding out what goes on with the human being.
It wasn't fun to work here. It wasn't even close to fun to work here because there was just always tremendous pressure.
Waves of activity that you can detect on the outside of the skull with a relatively simple electrode.
And uncertainty. And the second year that I worked here, the station was owned by a company named J-Corp. Hey, talk about broadcasters. These guys were nuts. These guys were great. And they had success, so they had a couple of bucks in their pocket. And they had this wild and crazy national program director, a man named Randy Michelson. Randy, I tell you, man.
And
he was just great.
A little while ago, we discovered that some of those wave states basically we divided up into kind of five or six general categories.
Some of them were talk stations,
names like Alpha and Beta,
rock and roll stations that didn't make any.
Some of them are associated with deep meditative calm. Some of them are associated with attention and focus. Some of them are associated with kind of being distracted. And some of them are associated with sleep. And the idea of this neurofeedback technology is that you can take information from the brain in the form of these waves, classify it, say, okay, he's got a lot of alpha wave activity, or he has a lot of beta activity, or it doesn't have very much theta activity, and put that into a computer basically in real time. And you can see the part of neurofeedback that's feedback is that you can see that activity on the screen as it's happening. So you can say, oh, wow, I have a lot of alpha activity. Oh, I have a lot of beta. And because there's some theory that you might be able to help people who have attention problems, people who have ADD, for instance, the premise is that you can, by getting that extra layer of feedback, it's like a kind of a brain mirror, in a sense. You can look into your brain from a new angle, in a sense. And you, if you have that information, the idea is that you can kind of drive your brain into different states by getting that extra layer of feedback. So you can say, okay, right, this...
was on Walmart's board of directors. Yeah.
And if you like Walmart, you'll love Blockbuster Video. Another one of the most predatory creatures in the dumbing down of our entertainment world. Again, owned and operated by a religious rights sympathizer and major contributor to the Republican Party named H. Wayne Huizenga, who got his money to start Blockbuster by selling off his old company, Waste Management Incorporated, one of the most notorious toxic waste dumpers in the world. And he's so conservative that no NC-17 movie, the modern X rating, gets into any Blockbuster outlet. Any European film that's unrated that might have a square inch of breast for a split second can't have that in Blockbuster. But they're happy to rent Dirty Harry and Rambo to five-year-old kids. Just like Walmart might not want to sell you a metal album that would make you want to kill yourself, but they're happy to sell you a gun. Family values, American style, once again. Blockbuster has also gobbled up a couple of music store chains. Sound Warehouse and Music Plus are now owned by Blockbuster.
What are you advocating then? Well, my main message is use your head. Specifically, learn how to use your nervous system. It's just for the last 15 years, I've been studying my own nervous system. I've gotten to use my own nervous system the way Leeuwenhoek and the first men that got the microscope, or Galileo, the first guy that got the telescope. It takes years to learn how to focus it and dial it and tune it. I know that the nervous system is a computer. You can program it in many different directions. It's like a series of motion picture or television cameras. We can focus it and turn it around on different objects. It's electronic, it's electric, and we can dial it and tune it. It's there to be used. And the challenge of the human race right now, I call it the neurological age we're going into, we've got to learn how to use our heads.
LSD is an extremely powerful mind-opening agent.
This is me in alpha. Now, if I just change my mental state a little bit...
Thank you. thought it would do. It certainly didn't turn Americans into communists, and I want to emphasize this. More than half of the soldiers behaved well, no matter what the communists did to them. They didn't buy the line. They didn't take part in the informing. They resisted as well as they possibly could. And yet large numbers, a large enough number to constitute what we think is a very serious problem and one we wish to maltreatment. The poor food, the poor clothing, the poor or inadequate shelter.
All these things contributed to
every death in Korea. That act alone signified that here was something rather unusual. Our principles you will find familiar. Our principles you thought we were teaching our children. Our principles which exist in any thoughtful home, in any Sunday school, in any elementary school. Let's look at it. The first real statement of a concrete nature in the code says, I will never surrender, nor will I surrender my men. And here we're not talking about anything new. Surrender has always been the principal military crime. You're not allowed to lie either. And this little insignificant article by an ordinary, insignificant, small man.
But it has everything else. It has people who are interested in gathering riches, online riches, points, basically. You've got social relationships. You have a market. Now, this has also actually reached well beyond the virtual world. Well, yeah. In the world of EverQuest, there are merchants that are established by the game where you can outfit yourself and get food and weapons and stuff like that. But you can also trade with other people.
Psychochemical age, and the future is not going to be what book do you read, but which chemical do you use to open your mind to accelerate learning.
Are you ahead of your time? Is that why you haven't been accepted totally yet? Are you too far ahead of?
Yes, I'm in a kind of a time war.
Thank you. who wants money first and justice second. I'm wrecking this. Throw the merchants out the church. They're begging for a king-size downfall. Beggars in the street because of y'all. Let it be known that dirty business made the world trade fall. Not terrorism, but businessism itself. Like the media putting war flicks on your shelf. A lot of wealth in your daily news and TV too. Papers, capers, congressmen are just escapers. It's true. Yeah. Oh, while the refugees go business, business everywhere, burns the country through your hair. Lay my life on the line to dare. All these posers everywhere. Business, business in your face. Profit making every place. Even rebel music's laced. Time to give those fakes a taste. Who made business of the earth? Determined its godly worth. Time to put it in the hearse before this place really bursts. Maybe I can put this differently. The new world order's gonna get hurt just by being me. Cause I ain't seen nothing but hype, no controversy. And so it looks like this time it might have to be me. So, yeah, confidentially, it's my personal business how the rockstar gets fame. Exploiting poor folks to get rich, so tell me who's to blame. Shame on you, you poser, wake up, party's over. Kill the Land Rover, army buggy, sold the world over. Yeah, the world is soon to be over. The way this here deal's going down, that's why it's my personal business how the Bush and Cheney families been doing business with the Hussein Laden families, and getting fights when things don't go quite right, you see, and whip up wars when they need profits for the military. The chickens already came home to roost, the cat is out the bag with tea shopping on the truth. But even if the dirty businessmen get their wars, the truth been told and will be known and grown forevermore. So if anybody doubts, look how Nero's remembered. Every lie finally leads to time and God surrenders. Yeah, while the refugees go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- country through your hair. Lay my life on the line to dare. All these posers everywhere. Business, business in your face. Profit making every place. Even rebel music's laced. Time to give those fakes a taste. Who made business of the earth? Determined its godly worth. Time to put it in a hearse. Before this whole wide world burst.
Striving. Striving.
Difference, because this guy was our broadcaster's broadcaster. And, oh man, talk about somebody that would push the envelope. Oh!
Are neurologically and biochemically in touch with...
Creation seems to come out of imperfection. It seems to come out of a striving and a frustration. And this is where I think language came from. I mean, it came from our desire to transcend our isolation and have some sort of connection with one another. And it had to be easy when it was just simple survival, like, you know, water. We came up with a sound for that. Saber-tooth tiger right behind you. We came up with a sound for that. But when it gets really interesting, I think, is when we use that same system of symbols to communicate all the abstract and intangible things that we're experiencing. What is frustration? Or what is anger or love? When I say love, the sound comes out of my mouth and it hits the other person's ear, travels through this. Byzantine conduit in their brain, you know, through their memories of love or lack of love. And they register what I'm saying and they say, yes, they understand. But how do I know they understand? Because words are inert. They're just symbols. They're dead, you know? And so much of our experience is intangible. So much of what we perceive cannot be expressed. It's unspeakable. And yet, you know, when we communicate with one another and we feel that we have connected and we think that we're understood, I think we have a feeling of almost spiritual communion. And that feeling might be transient, but I think it's feeling and communion. And that feeling, that communion, striving. And that feeling might be transient, but I think it's what we live for.
He wouldn't push it. He'd rip it up and throw it in your face. He'd come on there and use the F word.
He would come to town and encourage you to be as wild and crazy as you could possibly be. And it was fun to work here.
People, to focus the spirit of service and the resources of government on the needs of corporate scandals and stock market declines.
If I heard these albums, would I recognize them as Kraftwerk albums if I heard them?
What is Hi-Reel?
The first record that you made.
It's not Hi-Reel, doesn't exist.
Well, that's that clear.
It doesn't exist.
So what was the first album that you made?
Kraftwerk. The second was Kraftwerk 2, and the third is Ralph and Florian.
Right, well, Ralph and Florian I knew about, but the first two I never heard. So these names that I'm getting, well, just forget those names. The first two albums, I still haven't heard them. So would I recognise them as Kraftwerk albums?
Yes, part of the minimal concept would be recognisable, but we started from electroacoustic, like transforming with our Kling Kling studio into the fully synthesized music from 73, 74, Autobahn. It's really the first was...
Is that the first album that really sort of came together?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a way, well, gradually progressing into this synthesized music.
Mm. I mean, some would see it almost as a scientific advance, what you're doing, as well as a musical advance. I mean, you really were creating technology that wasn't there.
Yes, and we had certain ideas, and then we worked very closely with some engineers with us. They built instruments for us, and we built ourselves. The electronic drums, of course, was built by my partner and friend Florian Schneider, together with our friend painter Emil Schult. And then we had later sequences built and elements of musical synthesis.
Thousand generations that came before us. It's just that our mental, symbolic minds can't decode these messages. And men have been discovering this experience and developing methods to get high or to go out of their mind for thousands of years. Thank you.
Then you can continue if you have the time, or plan another time for doing it again.
Cameras in the showers is so widespread now, it's not even really a news item in the public schools. SWAT teams coming to the wrong house and gunning down families, dogs, cats, neighbors, cops. So normal. It's like reporting that the sun came out this morning. Pretty soon, reporting on the touchscreens being run by the CIA and there being no more elections. That'll be so passe, no discussion of it.
There's a religion born almost daily in this new and enlightened age.
If we're looking at the highlights of human development, you have to look at the evolution of the organism and then at the development of its interaction with the environment.
Then you can continue if you have the time, or plan another time for doing it again.
President of production, am I right?
Mm-hmm. For now.
Plan another time for doing it again. Then you can continue if you have the time.
Served as one piece of armament, one bullet maybe, in a vast psychological war that we are not winning.
Wendy Graham in her Spend Everything You Have. B, as everybody calls him, is above average in income, the money and his energy back into this country. Republicans in control of both houses of Congress. Jeffcoat said, without cracking a smile. No joke. She worked at the elite women's college just outside Philly to compete for jobs. Congress is out, president's gone, unemployed, pressure for extending benefits. WF High, Hightower. Her Rappaport is not an act in Texas history. B and Audrey put all the money and his energy back into this country. Will occasionally muse on what Papa would have said about those from anti-Semitism.
I was the person that was in a position of stature and respectability and basically power. I could say this.
Everyone is going to want to give you the same advice.
tell you that you have to pay your dues. I ask you to do them a favor. Do this for us. They all want you to play by the rules, Jack. Their rules.
You're beginning to see the telescoping nature of the evolutionary paradigm. Culture, biology, the cloning of the organism, and you need to be cycle. Because as the next cycle proceeds, the sterile, it's efficient, okay? And its manifestations are those social adaptations.
Pints of blood have been rushed into the room for transfusion purposes, and two priests were called to the room. There is the report in Dallas, you heard from our affiliate there, Eddie Barker, that the president is dead, but that has not been confirmed by any.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News.
They each claim to be the universal key to unlock our spiritual.
Pint to President Kennedy. Regarding the probable assassin, the sheriff's officers have taken a young man into custody at the scene. The man, 25 years old, we are.
I didn't want tenure. I didn't want to be a professor. I didn't want government funded. The government never gave us a dime for our research.
The human traits of truth.
Delivered himself. I must be insane. That's forbidden power for destruction. It's in all of us.
I'm going more towards beta, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, if you had a kid with attention deficit disorder, I mean, theoretically, you put this on, and it's structured so that when their mind is behaving properly, when they're concentrated, the game rewards them. Their bike goes faster. And you kind
exactly.
of train, let them associate the feeling of concentration. Is that the idea?
Yeah, there's literally a video game which is giving you the feedback. So if you move your kind of mental state towards a waveform pattern that's associated with attention, the bike goes faster. If you move it away from that state,
you revel in it. Sure, the media tries to put a sad face on these things, painting them up as great human tragedies. But we all know the function of the media has never been to eliminate the evils of the world. No. Their job is to persuade us to accept those evils and get used to living with them.
I disobeyed the orders of my mother Aphrodite and made you my bride. Yet you were ready to believe me a frightful monster.
Actually has an increase in sexual interest and sexual activity.
Would you discuss the effects of the later years on the female? Now, in the female, what happens at the time of menopause is that the ovaries simply stop functioning.
It's slower. And, you know, I've tried this, and it is a very uncanny feeling. You can with a
longer produce estrogen, the female sex hormone. As a result, she experiences certain physical changes that are called menopause changes. For example, there may be a dryness of the vagina called menopause vaginitis that make intercourse uncomfortable.
And they started to pay me some money. And I started to get some recognition. And
deep painful, or the clitoris may become pouting and exposed because the lips or her labia may become atrophied and move back, recede, so that the clitoris is more available for both stimulation as well as for trauma.
Powers that be want us to be passive observers.
Let me tell you something, Jack. Everyone is going to want to give you the same advice. Tell you that you have to pay your dues. Ask you to do them a favor. Do this for us. They all want you to play by the rules, Jack. Their rules. I'll save that candy stripe shit for the Wall Street wimps. Because this town is a jungle. This is your inner city. These are your mean streets. And the only interests that you need to protect
for irritation. Then the breasts may be dropped or
you are not looking for miracles, although you should be prepared to accept them if they happen.
You got a match?
But
and they haven't given us any other options.
We made them dance, and the thing was really it was like a cultural orgasm. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it was, cultural orgasm. You know,
are yours, and the only needs that you have to serve are yours.
Aside the occasional purely symbolic
kind of practice, you can reliably, you know, kind of push that bicycle across the screen just by trying to focus. And if you then kind of unwind and relax and get a little distracted, you'll see the bicycle slow down. It's like the closest thing to telekinesis that I've ever experienced in my life. Thank you.
private groups did, so that I simply wasn't intimidated, and everything we were doing was legal and open.
There are a lot of people, young, beautiful men. Aim of their whole is to get to Harvard, like salmon coming upstream. They flop into Harvard, and they know that's the end. They're Harvard professors. The same time you've had at Harvard for a long time, people like the counterculture and the transcendental and the all is one movement. You had Emerson and you had Thoreau. Remember Thoreau and Emerson? Thoreau was in prison. You know what? When Emerson came, he said, "What are you doing in there, David?" And he said, "What are you doing out there?" I mean,
So the only question that you need to answer is this. And think about this, Jack. What do you really want?
Metaphysics. Gary Geiserman. I'm connected to it. I've been connected to Gary Geiserman for a long time. It's the story of my life. Part of the early exponential segments, it's a long time. Later parts, just the reverse. Somewhere in the middle, which is actually on the earlier portion of the segments, there was some sort of balance. Of course, there was the event. Part of the soul's passage, I believe part number 3, is part of the movie arc. I've been doing new metaphysics for all that time. I'm doing it now. www.newmetaphysics.com, of course. Sort of a meeting point. Of sorts. Download many shows. 192 kiloclicks on the stereo. And a 32K mono version for the third worlders out there. Can't forget our brethren now. Not if you want to touch. But there is a difference between getting what you want and getting what you love. Of course, it all depends on how it was coded. This is a binary system and all, and appearing to happen in time and space, or the time and space that we're used to experiencing, purposely blocking out all the other alternatives for the sake of the movie arc. Again, but it's kind of like an accrual of achievements got at by movie arcs of sorts. Those movie arcs take up the entire movie arc. It's kind of a tautology, I know, but you have to say it. This binary system, otherwise, especially in the West, it can just homeostase itself into nothingness. You know, that point 86 blind spot on the circuit, part of the cycle that passes out of time-space. Even if we were to go with it, we would pass out of time-space also. Enough said there. Got a paradox going over there. You know what happens when that itch happens? The boogie-woogie, it got to come out. As they say on the Delta, where I grew up. Gary at New Metaphysics. If you want to laud the author syndrome, you know what that's all about. It's like an inverse intimacy. I've committed to this, and every now and again, I just want to pat the head of the dog that's been wagging the tail for all this time that we've had intimacy. And because there are all those times also when you just want to give feedback. It's also streaming at that site without a player yet. So it just streams from the beginning every freaking time. If I was a more patient man, I would have encoded a QuickTime player in there and allow you to stream from any portion of the show. But something that happened in Act 1 sort of fucked me all up beside myself. It's an old story. So maybe I'll get that QuickTime player inserted in the stream. And then, of course, there's the mystery random stream. You can click on that and join New Metaphysics 24 Global 7 in progress. Also out the Shoutcast stream is what that is. Then we have a page to play with. Could put some sort of a guest book or a write text on the site type of thing. I don't know. See what happens there. I mean, I got my hand down in my crotch. I can't do technical things. I'm a player. Of course, every man got to Gutenberg, so see if I can get that in there. See if Scott wants to do some more work. I think he does. I'm the lazy one.
When our great, great philosopher was in prison.
He's a philosopher who wears philosopher's garb, namely sneakers. Make that fast getaway.
To be a tax to support the Mexican War.
I've had, as I say, LSD over 300 times, and one of the dramatic characteristics of the psychedelic experience is being with another person and suddenly seeing the ways in which they are like you.
We had a lot of kind of charming hysteria for a while.
Participatory act of voting.
Can you learn to be in this attentive state during the training, during the neurofeedback, and then take that learning and apply it in everyday life? And
just comes back. If you try to shut it up, then when you meet the world, you meet people, then they're going to say, you don't want to think, but you've been trying to shut up, then you have to shut them up.
And then I went off into the living room and I started to have this very... associative experience.
You want the puppet on the right or the puppet on the left?
I feel that the time has come to project my own inadequacies and dissatisfactions.
Dear Lord, take Gene unto thy protection and cherish him. Listen to his grief and let him empty it onto you.
I could get up and speak one single sentence and all this would come to a stop. If I ran, they'd chase me and they'd catch me. Everybody here and each person I talked to for a long time to come would have a story to tell.
In thy name, we pray for his swift return. Let us now pray.
With Jean, for the first time, I broke both my rules. Rule one, don't give a drink to someone you know. Rule two, don't do anybody who lives in the same town as you. Why did I? I'm not one who believes people cry out to be caught, but I did it. Two rules at once.
The jury, there are some folks who have experimented with that, this alpha state that is a, you know, much more meditative, calm state, and people use people use the technology as kind of an assistance to help them, almost like training wheels for.
Peace, not of emotional resignation or withdrawal, but a peace that has seen through every question without refutation, without establishing some other argument. Just seeing the world as it is. To discover equanimity, this balance, is to discover a kind of radical acceptance of life and a not knowing. Because we don't know how things are supposed to go. Remember, things went bad sometime and it turned out differently? You all know those stories. Like the Chinese story of the man who is prosperous and fortunate because he has the horse, and then the horse runs away. Remember that? Oh, he tears his hair out. Terrible fortune. But then some weeks later, the horse comes back with a wild horse, and now he has two. Great fortune.
The socio-political and scientific schemes.
Federal offense, isn't it? Hmm.
Didn't you read the carrier's manual? You think crime is some fucking kind of entertainment? Reading other people's mail?
You tell me.
No, no. It's not our job, Venansky.
Speak up, Van. Express yourself.
I got 7 expressions, but I'll show you guys 2 if you want to see them.
It's not bad. Except number 2 looks an awful lot like number 1.
Is that the trick of it?
Do you ever think about going on medication, Van?
My mouth gets real dry and I can't swallow.
Yeah. I got one I'll show you.
We show this guy our stuff, and he doesn't tell us shit.
Hit him.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
Well,
they would never have formed the what do you call it, Homeland Security.
Right.
That was set up to defend the elite against the people.
The people of the U.S.
Let my own lack of a voice be heard.
Something
dissociative experience.
Everybody here and each person I talk to for a long time to come.
And I started to have this very dissociative experience.
So you start to have this dissociative experience of where all that you become is awareness. Point of awareness is all that's left. Come is awareness. The point of awareness is left. I remember the first time this happened to me as Professor went and Middle Class Boy went and Pilot went and all of my games were like going off into the distance.
Often feel like you're observing your life from the perspective of an old woman about to die. Remember that?
Yeah. I still feel that way sometimes. Like I'm looking back on my life. Salvation is the language of the future. My waking life is her memories.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that Tim Leary said as he was dying that he was looking forward to the moment when his body was dead, but his brain was still alive. You know how they say that there's still 6 to 12 minutes of brain activity after everything else is shut down? And the second of dream consciousness, right? Well, that's infinitely longer than a waking second. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Blind question, Galen. Do you think they're going to get away with it?
Lady, L-A-D-Y, Nancy Keith. K-E-I-T-H, 100 Mariel Road, New Milford, Connecticut, 06776. The message is, Merry Christmas, Big Mama. I've decided to forgive you. Signed, True. T-R-U. Is that all?
Actually, that's quite a lot, sugar.
Excuse me for asking, but are you Truman Capote?
Why, you clever thing. However did you guess?
She's the one they call Slim, isn't she? Slim Keith?
She once was Slim, that is.
Well, I think she's acting ridiculous. I just want to say, I think they all are. A bunch of real assholes. And you want to know something? They ought to be honored you wrote about them. I read Breakfast at Tiffany's and In Cold Blood, and you're a wonderful writer.
Well, just thank you from the bottom of my heart. What is your name, hon?
Judy. Judy Kornblum.
Well, a glorious Christmas to you, Judy.
You too, Mr. Capote.
Call me True.
Hey, how about that? Well, a glorious Christmas to you too, True.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes there's God. The truth is, I've been fighting off maybe the worst case of the mean Reds I've ever had in my life. I'm not saying a lot. I wake up some mornings feeling like I've been snake bit, and I know what I'm talking about. When I was 8 years old, I was bitten by a cottonmouth water moccasin. And the scariest part was they killed a bunch of chickens and ripped them open. And the hot chicken flesh was supposed to draw out the poison, which I guess it did, because the chicken meat turned green, and I didn't. But I sure enough felt as if I'd been snake bit. My God, I didn't bomb Pearl Harbor. I'm not an unkind person. I'm not judgmental. I'm a generous and caring friend. No matter what they say, a loyal one, and I'm not a cheat. And I'm very, very honest. I mean, Lord, even as a child. Well, once, I stepped over the line once. I committed one serious crime when I was 8 years old. What I did, what my crime was, I stole my grandmother's necklace. I stole it to pay Mrs. Ferguson. Mrs. Ferguson was a fancy laundress, probably the only white laundress in New Orleans. And Mrs. Ferguson was said to have magical powers, it was said and believed by many, certainly by me, that she could tame errant husbands and force proposals from reluctant suitors and wreak who squandered fortunes. In short, she was a witch who could make wishes come true. And I had a secret wish, one that I was afraid to tell anybody. Couldn't imagine what their reaction would be. But I wanted to tell my wish to Mrs. Ferguson. I felt I had to, but how could I pay her? What could I give her? Well, as it turns out, what I could give her was my grandmother's necklace. It was a dazzling yellow stone dangling from a gold chain. And my grandmother attached great value to it because her own grandfather had won it in a card game in Colorado. And when Mrs. Ferguson first laid eyes on it, her ignorant moon eyes glowed. And that's the fact. They truly glowed. And the deal she offered me was my wish for my grandmother's necklace. If I were caught, I'd never have been forgiven. But I had to have it. And I snuck into my grandmother's room. You know, I stole that necklace and I just ran.
It's easy to think that science has come to take the place of God, but some philosophical problems remain as troubling as ever. Take the problem of free will. This problem's been around for a long time, since before Aristotle in 350 BC. St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas, these guys all worried about how we can be free if God already knows in advance everything you're going to do. Nowadays, we know that the world operates according to some fundamental physical laws, and these laws govern the behavior of every object in the world. Now, these laws, because they're so trustworthy, they enable incredible technological achievements. But look at yourself. We're just physical systems too, right? We're just complex arrangements of carbon molecules. We're mostly water. And our behavior isn't an exception to these basic physical laws. So it starts to look like whether it's God setting things up in advance and knowing everything you're going to do, or whether it's these basic physical laws governing everything, there's not a lot of room left for freedom. So I might be tempted to just ignore the question, ignore the mystery of free will. Well, it's just a historical anecdote. It's sophomoric. It's a question with no answer. You know, just forget about it. But the question keeps staring you right in the face. Think about individuality, for example, who you are. Who you are is mostly a matter of the free choices that you make. Or take responsibility. You can only be held responsible. You can only be found guilty, or you can only be admired or respected for things you did of your own free will. So the question keeps coming back, and we don't really have a solution to it. It starts to look like all your decisions are really just a charade. Think about how it happens. There's some electrical activity in your brain. Your neurons fire. They send a signal down into your nervous system. It passes along down into your muscle fibers. They twitch. You might, say, reach out your arm. It looks like it's a free action on your part. But every part of that process is actually governed by physical law, chemical laws, electrical laws, and so on. So now it starts to look like the Big Bang itself, the initial conditions, and the whole rest of our history, the whole rest of human history and even before, is really just sort of the playing out of subatomic particles according to these basic fundamental physical laws. We think we're special. We think we have some kind of special dignity. But that now comes under threat. I mean, that's really challenged by this picture. So you might be saying, well, wait a minute, what about quantum mechanics? I know enough contemporary physical theory to know it's not really like that. It's really a probabilistic theory. There's room, it's loose, it's not deterministic. And that's going to enable us to understand free will. But if you look at the details, it's not really going to help, because what happens is you have some very small quantum particles, and their behavior is apparently a bit random. They sort of swerve. Their behavior is absurd in the sense that it's unpredictable, and we can't understand it based on anything that came before. It just does something out of the blue, according to a probabilistic framework. But is that going to help with freedom? I mean, should our freedom just be a matter of probabilities, just some random swerving in a chaotic system? That starts to seem like it's worse. I'd rather be a gear in a big deterministic physical machine than just some random swerving. So we can't just ignore the problem. We have to find room in our contemporary worldview for persons, for all the benefits of the body and the persons. And that means trying to solve the problem of freedom, finding room for responsibility.
Ferguson?
Where is he, boy?
Here? In my pocket?
Well, am I expected to guess? Am I supposed to tell you why you're here? What is it you want? Well?
I want to be a tap dancer, just run away to Hollywood, be in the movies.
Well, you sure are pretty enough to be in picture shows. Prettier than any boy, aren't
they? Mrs. Ferguson, that's my secret wish. I don't want to be a boy. I want to be a girl. I'm just worried all the time. Don't laugh at that.
Meditators. It helps them get to that meditative state more readily. In fact, since I finished the book, there's a new actual video game that came out that uses biofeedback, not neurofeedback. It looks at kind of changes in your heart rate and other things. But it basically, you play the game by learning to chill out, literally, by kind of calming your body's internal state down. And if you're able to reach a state of real calm, you kind of pass a certain test and you move on to the next level of the game. I mean, it's the exact opposite of almost every video game you've ever seen, which is normally about getting all amped up and excited and running around and chasing things.
And all the media and helicopter, motorbike, car and riders and the public was an amazing experience.
It must be interesting for you to be in public. Do you actually get recognized very often by people? Do they know you?
No, sometimes.
And yet, if they knew...
Mrs. Ferguson, that's my secret wish. I don't want to be a boy. I want to be a girl. I'm just worried all the time. Oh, don't laugh at that.
Can't you get some kind of little too many bad of a young? No wonder your mama took off and all their mothers want to get scared.
Shut up.
I'm sure they'd be delighted to talk to you.
Well, we get normally recognized or...
Thinking back, which I know you've, I'm sure you don't want to do, to your college days, this is where you met Florian.
Yes.
At Dusseldorf Conservatory.
Yes, and some experimental courses of experimental and improvisational music.
So it must have been a very advanced university, this, was it?
Yes, it was. There was like summer courses for improvisational music, and then we ran into each other and stayed there from 68 until now. Upwork,
yeah.
Still time.
As well as a musical advance, I mean, you really were creating technology that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Hush up. Shut up.
You know why in the old days sailors and fishermen never learned how to swim?
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
Because if you knew how to swim, it would take so much longer to drown.
Shut up, listen, and learn.
Hello? I'm not in right now. When you hear the beep, just do your stuff.
True, where are you? We're all just sitting here waiting for you. There's nothing to eat and people are getting smashed, okay? If you don't call back and show up in 15 minutes, we're going on to Quo Vadis. True. Are you there? We're going to Quo Vadis.
Jan, listen, I've been working. I just lost track of time. But I'll meet you all at the restaurant. All I've got to do is pick out the appropriate chapeau to put the spell on Miss Ava. And sugar, you know what you are? What you are is an absolutely perfect person. And I'll see you all shortly. Bye.
Meine Eltern, mein Vater war also, oder beziehungsweise ist immer noch Schriftsteller. Meine Mutter war damals noch Balletttänzerin, bevor sie ihn kennengelernt hat. Naja, und da bin ich eben, wie gesagt, in Berlin geboren worden, als Ergebnis dieses Zusammentreffens. Hab da so, sagen wir, wie man heute bezeichnen würde, etwas in der gut bürgerlichen Ecke aufgewachsen, da in Berlin. Hatte dementsprechend auch die Schulbildung, das heißt also Gymnasium und sowas, obwohl ich mich mehr auf Privatschulen rumdrücken musste, weil die anderen Schulen nicht so klappten. Aber dann nach einer gewissen Zeit war dann auch das Thema erledigt und dann habe ich eigentlich angefangen zu studieren. Ne? Aber während dieser ganzen Zeit liefen also schon so Ausbildung an der klassischen Gitarre, hatte ich dann so mit 8 Jahren bis 15 Jahren und eben so die ganzen.
Two guys just like us. Fuck!
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control.
The quest is to be liberated from the negative, which is really our own will to nothingness. And once having said yes to the instant, the affirmation is contagious. It bursts into a chain of affirmations that knows no limit. To say yes to one instant is to say yes to all of existence.
Meine Eltern, mein Vater war also, oder beziehungsweise ist immer noch Schriftsteller. Meine Mutter war damals noch.
And they saved sex for their wedding night. She asked me to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. She was in mine. And of all the girls I grew up with in Grand Rapids, Michigan, there's one girl, one I still talk to today, and it's Jody. Do you have a friend like that? Not three or four, okay, you'll get beat up. Just one really good friend. Sit down with that friend and say, hey, what are you going to do about this? I want to wait. Will you help me do that? So important that you have accountability relationship, that you have given someone in your life permission to tell you. I showed up in a town in northern Minnesota to speak at the school. I got in late that night and the superintendent called me and said, Pam, we got to cancel the assembly tomorrow. I feel really bad about this. I said, what's going on? He says, well, we're still kind of debating, but we're feeling like we better not do this. The weekend previous, there had been a party, big party at the school, and, well, somebody's house, I guess, a bunch of school kids involved, and there was drinking, and one of the young girls, Junior, got in a car with a young man who had been drinking, and they hit a tree. He lived and she did not. There was no blood alcohol level in her blood. It was just the guy. And they had just had the funeral that week, and I showed up on Thursday. And so it was a kind of a rough deal, and they didn't know if the kids would be ready. Finally, a couple of school board members said, you know what, this is the time to talk to kids about the consequences of their actions and their behavior. So we went in and did the assembly. When I ended it, students, I said this, because this is really my heart for those kids. Where were that girl's friends? Where was someone that would have looked at her in that moment and said, please don't do this. You're important to me. He's been drinking. Don't get in that car.
The main character is what I might call the mind. Its mastery, its capacity to represent.
He's been drinking. Don't get in that car.
It's a metaphysical revival or rebirth or whatever word sells. But it goes back beyond the Bible to the tribal fear of our own damn selves. What the hell? I belong. It was wholesale indoctrination. It seemed like something wasn't right. But there was this pretty young nun that taught first grade that I dreamed about at night. Don't give me God on a silver platter. Or I'll be in hiding with Salman Rushdie from Cat Stevens' new kind of train. But you just can't talk to a zealot or a marketing strategy. Is it God if we can't sell it? Have you read the Celestine Prophecy? I said somewhere, something, some little piece of the message got lost. Now I'm not a godless person. I try to live the golden rule. Believe whatever you want to. If it don't hurt nobody, that's cool. But I've seen so much shit go down in the name of God above. Gays get bashed, cultures get trashed, which usually comes to shove. So don't confuse God with xenophobia. Love can't be rooted in hate. And I raise my glass in the hope that you all make it to heaven. Don't give me God on a cell.
ギネプト行ってみた。
Postal Service is your carrier of news and knowledge, a constant servant of departed friends. I wonder if Doug and Jane ever get a letter from Karen. For sure, Paul and Lois won't get one from Jean. Not until there's a body or people ever certain someone is really dead.
after the Zionists came, the Arabs started seeing that what's going on? It's a new movement. These Jews are coming up here with some aspiration to take over the country.
Chekhov says what? Yes, we can look at that dark. We can look at the Patriotic Act 1, the Patriotic Act 2, the escalating authoritarianism, the violation of rights and liberties of Arab brothers and sisters and Muslim brothers and sisters. And if they start there, an Arab American is just as American as any other American in this nation. They start there, it easily creeps. It's easily extended. We can look at the aggressive militarism. Iraq today, Syria, Iran, North Korea tomorrow. It's very dark. Chekhov says what? Keep smiling, keep fighting, keep thinking, keep loving, keep serving, keep sacrificing. It's not about the win overnight. It's not about the quick fix. It's not about the push-button solution. It's about what kind of human being you want to be.
Happiness in me could be a day.
You want to live. Reminds one very much of the blues. I've been down so long that down don't worry me no more. That's why I keep keeping on anyway. It's not logical. It's not logical at all. Because if you depend solely on the logic, you're in deep trouble. And that's another reason why I think that a blues people have so much to teach a blues nation.
As a special agent of the FBI, I accept the obligation to consider the information coming into my knowledge as a sacred trust. And any direct or indirect disclosure by me of any of this information I understand can cause irreparable damage to the United States.
I do.
Men, there are a few key words we pay a lot of attention to.
You look so handsome.
Words like bravery, fidelity, integrity, honor.
That the doings and sufferings and visions of black people in the Jacobian manner have much to teach the United States now that as a nation we have the blues. Not just in our economy. Workers have had it for a long time. Not just in our homes. Sisters of all colors dealing with domestic violence. Not just in our social life. Gay brothers and lesbian sisters devalued, dealing with the hypocrisy of the streets, the insecurity of the streets. No, now it's a national community. And all go to friends and receive a common response.
Under a plea agreement, the sentence of the court
is you'd be committed to the custody of the Attorney General to serve a term of life.
No matter what color you are, oh my God, I'm more American than I thought. I didn't feel that American in Chicago, but I'm very American in Paris. What's going on here? Yes. Part of a community that is perceived by the world as being arrogant, disrespectful of international law, unwilling to cooperate with other nations, imposing our will on the world. And I don't believe that's going to change. I don't believe that's going to change.
No, it's not at all complicated.
No, I don't want to wait till Mr. Rudy gets back. I know it's Christmas Eve. That's why I'm giving you an order of thousands of dollars worth of flowers. Well, you'll have to be responsible. What is your name? Jesus, how apropos. Well, Jesus, honey, look in the file under Capote. You find two lists of names and addresses, many names. One list is marked A, and one list is marked B. And the A list is to get Narcissus. Narcissus. And the B list, white orchid plants. Now, isn't that simple? Narcissi for A, orchid plants for B. Rudy! Well, Lord, where have you been? I just gave the order to Jesus. Flats of Narcissi, just like last year. I know it's Christmas Eve. I know it's a long list. But I just got in from Beijing an hour ago, hon. I know you can do it if you just make some calls. I'm not asking for arrangements. Oh, now don't sob, Rudy.
Menu selection that instructs the computer not to show certain things on screen. For example, hard returns, the toolbox, guidelines, etc. The opposite command is show. Yahoo! Dedicated line. A telecommunications line that lets your computer have a direct permanent connection to the internet, in contrast with a dial connection, which is only open for temporary use. A dedicated line is assigned to only one purpose and is always connected to the same equipment. Fault. An accidental condition or a manifestation of programming mistake that may cause a system or component not to perform as required. Sloth. It was not necessary to knieb, ale du hab sei sich damit nicht passen. Ja, leer dir, wer was ist nicht noch so irrelevant. Image. A picture. Images on the computer are usually represented as bitmaps, raster graphics or vector graphics. Stimmi. Sie ist nach so werden, warum die Kirche nicht alles nach und wir absonnen. Neuer Swarome ist nicht Magic Wand. A tool in some photo editing programs that allows the user to select an area of the image to copy, move, color, rotate, enlarge or transform in other ways. Clicking on a pixel activates the whole area of the same color that is continuous with that pixel. Žem. Object. In object-oriented design or programming, a data item with instructions for the operations to be performed on it.
Of course, we haven't even begun to talk about Africa and the AIDS epidemic and what role African and Latin America can play.
Twenty-five hours after he departed Alexandria, the armament anchored to the east of the city and began to send the army ashore. Began to send the army ashore.
Sensitive to sexual stimuli. It is interesting to note that the administration, done judiciously by a physician, of estrogen to such women in the menopause will go a long way toward reversing many of these physical changes that occur as part of menopause.
Loyalty.
What?
My four little children, when they live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, I have reason.
There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. The sign was painted at Friday. But on the back side it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me.
What do you know, what do you think about Pearl Harbor?
In fact, the use of estrogen vaginal cream in the vagina of the woman who has...
My footsteps, the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts.
Sung by virtually every American child, This Land Is Your Land. In our
California, the New York Island. That's a withdrawal, and it's really based on fear. True equanimity is the ability to open our eyes and our heart and enter life fully, to discover the capacity of the heart to open in the midst of all that presents itself to us.
Serious here. It's all just wall to wall. I mean, it's like 911 prior knowledge yesterday. It came out in the Washington Times and Boston Globe and a bunch of other major papers that, oh yeah, the Bush White House ordered the entire Bin Laden family and a bunch of other terrorists and people connected to terrorists to be flown out of the U.S. to safety on September 11th, the day after September 11th, while everybody else's planes were totally grounded, the Bin Ladens could fly out to safety. You know, that's just, I hardly even mentioned that yesterday. We've been reporting it for so many years now, almost 2 years, coming up on about, I don't know, it's about 23 and a half months ago we started reporting this. It's one of the things they have on the nightly news they say is an urban legend, isn't true. Kind of like the instant messaging service that warned all its employees not to go to work. MSNBC found out that was true. But again, it's an urban legend according to certain organizations that claim that you're evil if you say it. Well, I'm just going to say it again. The world's round, and the sun does come out in the morning, and the government is out of control and illegitimate and corrupt and carrying out acts of terror to scare us into submission. I'm going to cover some news, and we'll go to Wesley in Tennessee, Renee in Alberta, Canada.
Press room. Would it be all right for the poor of Harlem to loot the Metropolitan Museum? Would it... Would it be greeted with similar mirth? The last building on the ORHA list of 16 sites to be protected was the Ministry of Oil. It was the only one that was given protection. Perhaps the occupying army thought that in Muslim countries, lists are read upside down. television tells us that Iraq has been liberated and that Afghanistan is well on its way to becoming a paradise for women. And that Afghanistan is well on its way to becoming a paradise for women.
Some of the books, and I think his grandfather told him, Timothy, don't ever be like everybody else.
Before he discovered LSD, he was this, you know, sort of iconoclastic, rabble-rouser Irish type.
Ireland has been in a wonderful position of being a counterculture to England and being protected by. And it's obvious that England tried to control the Irish, and most of the good Irish got out and became in the wind.
His whole philosophy is everything's an individual thing, to not be sort of go along with the robot societal norms. And that's very unusual these days. I mean, everybody's saying conform, 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 and Timothy Leary is saying no. No, that's not the way that it is. You're an individual. Be that individual. You're a god. Act like one.
You can be Irish without ever going to Ireland in the sense of having a sense of looking at the other side, being outside the establishment, of keeping moving, finding other people like you that are all around all the time. And you'll find them in poetry. You'll find them in art. You'll find them in...
Where they will not be dressed by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Fascinated by the great intellectual adventures or the philosophic challenges. So that I always wanted to be a philosopher, so that I was immediately drawn to this experience when I heard about it.
When you take LSD and your conscience expanded, the number of possibilities and the number of perspectives dramatically multiplies, and then you're in real ontological confusion.
Throughout history, attempts have been made to contain.
If they could see what you didn't want to think, then you have to divorce them or something. You have to do with them what you did with the thoughts. And this is the best way we've known how to do it. And it's kind, because it's the best we could do. But I say love is the best. I say it because it's my experience. Who or what would you be without the self?
First, that we were going to run into something that would have these effects. And in fact, this was announced, and a great many people believe that this is.
It wouldn't be right, but I'll give you an escort through Kansas. You think you could do 150, kid?
I'd like to die trying.
Then follow me to the border and tell Rhonda to speed through Kansas herself sometime.
We will, Henry.
And his relationship to God. He has what he calls his night of fire, after which, on the whole, he abandons his scientific and mathematical career. His night of fire occurs when he is sitting in an armchair, reading a passage from Scripture on the crucifixion of Christ, and, as he will record it, he becomes aware that it is he, the sinner Pascal, who should be there suffering for his sins and for his worthlessness, and that God himself incarnate in Jesus Christ has taken his place to suffer mysteriously and without deserving for the forgiveness of human sins. And he writes on a piece of parchment that it is not the God of the philosophers whom the Christian must seek, but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Christ on the cross, sole source of real understanding and salvation. The God of the philosophers, he believes, bears little relationship to that Christian understanding of God. His main work of religious apologetics, his thoughts on religion, in French simply his pensées, is a work that he himself,
by the grace of God and the 12-step program I found here in Alcoholics Anonymous, it hadn't been necessary for me to have a drink of alcohol since February of 1970.
Thanks to Bush and Blair, the 21st century's leading feminists.
Not on in that house now, Cisco.
True is not, Pancho. Maybe that Senor Carl Benson has retired for the night.
That would Pancho think, too.
On the other hand, it might not mean that. The tracks of those horses we are following lead straight to that cabin, Pancho.
Pancho see horses in the yard from back at the ridge. And Pancho not see the horses now.
Of course. Those hombres may have ridden away while we were riding down through the canyon, Pancho.
Well, the horses not there.
Yeah, we will see where the tracks lead. Here we are. Hold up. Tracks go out around the corner of the cabin, Pancho.
Huh?
We will not follow them now. Let us go to the cabin.
Go in the cabin.
Let's go carefully, too, amigo.
See, Cisco, anyway, we see daylight in this bright moonlight, no?
Well, he's very helpful. We'll also be helpful to those other hombres if... Pancho, at the window. Look out!
Good thing Pancho ducked down.
Again, Pancho! I do not like to be shot at. Come, Pancho, into the cabin.
Huh?
Drop Drop that gun, hombre.
Drop it, nothing. I'll get you.
Now you think you will not, hombre?
Poncho, help Chisco.
Not while I can gun whip you won't.
Help! Help!
Santo, the senorita.
Vertigo! Vertigo, get there. Devil, away from me.
Oh, man. What is this on the floor under my feet?
He tripped over a chair, Vertigo. Give it to him. Good, now again.
Thunder, this is the Cisco Kid, Rex.
I can't see too well in this light, but Cisco Kid or not, he's all through. Give me a hand with him, Latigo. Take his seat. I'll take his shoulder.
What are you going to do?
Hey, has Cal still got that well out by the side of the corral?
Yeah, 30 feet deep.
That's where this hombre is going. Down in that well.
Get going.
Right. Then what?
When Cal finds out, we'll kill the girl if he don't take us to that gold. He'll take us. We put a note on the door saying Cal's gone for 10 days. Leave the girl inside, bound and gagged to die, so she won't do no talking.
That's a great idea, Rex.
It'll work. Here's the well. Down with this, hombre. All right. Let him go. Yeah, we'll get the other one and dump them down there. Things are looking good for us, Latigo. They're sure looking good.
Yes, and things are looking equally bad for our friends Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Everybody here and each person I talk to for a long time to come.
Well, come on. I ain't gonna punch you. Come around here and let me have a look at you. My goodness, look at you. You turned out all right, didn't you? How do you feel? I know you're not sleeping. We'll get to that. Why don't you come and have a sit this time?
Maybe I'll stand.
Well, suit yourself.
I felt like sitting.
I know. So, let's get the obvious stuff out of the way.
You're not human, are you?
Well, it's tough to get any more obvious than that.
If I had to guess, I'd say you were programmed from the machine world. So is he.
So far, so good.
But if that's true, that could mean you were part of this system. Another kind of control.
Keep going.
I suppose the most obvious question is, how can I trust you?
Bingo. It is a pickle, no doubt about it. Bad news is there's no way if you can really know whether I'm here to help you or not. So it's really up to you. Just have to make up your own damn mind to either accept what I'm going to tell you or reject it. Candy.
You already know if I'm going to take it.
Wouldn't be much of an oracle if I didn't.
But if you already know, how can I make a choice?
Because you didn't come here to make the choice. You've already made it. You're here to try to understand why you made it. I thought you'd have figured that out by now.
Why are you here?
Same reason. I love candy.
But why help us?
We're all here to do what we're all here to do. I'm interested in one thing, Neil, the future. And believe me, I know the only way to get there is together.
Are there other programs like you?
Oh, not like me, but... Look, see those birds? At some point, a program was written to govern them. A program was written to watch over the trees and the wind, sunrise and sunset. There are programs running all over the place. The ones doing their job, doing what they were meant to do, are invisible. You never even know they were here. But the other ones, well, you hear about them all the time.
I've never heard of them.
Of course you have. Every time you've heard someone say they saw a ghost or an angel. Every story you've ever heard about vampires, werewolves, or aliens is the system assimilating some program is doing something they're not supposed to be doing.
Programs hacking programs. Why?
Maybe there are reasons, but usually a program chooses exile when it faces deletion.
And why would a program be deleted?
Maybe it breaks down. Maybe a better program is created to replace it. Happens all the time. And when it does, a program can either choose to hide here or return to the source.
The machine maker?
Yes. Where you must go. Where the path of the one ends. You've seen it. In your dreams, haven't you? The door made of light. What happens when you go through the door?
I see Trinity. And something happens. Something bad. She starts to fall. And then I wake up.
Do you see her die?
No.
You have the sight now, Neil. You are looking at the world without time.
Then why can't I see what happens to her?
We can never see past the choices we don't understand.
Are you saying I have to choose whether Trinity lives or dies?
No. We've already made the choice. Now you have to understand it.
No. I can't do that. I won't.
You have to.
Why?
Because you're the one.
What if I can't? What happens if I fail?
Then Zion will fall.
Don't take LSD unless you're very well prepared. Unless you're specifically prepared to your mind. Don't take it unless you have someone that's very experienced with you to guide you through it. And don't take it unless you are ready to have your perspective on yourself and life dramatically change.
Jack Kennedy did take drugs, including LSD, at the White House with a woman named Mary Pinchot Meyer, who was the ex-wife of Cord Meyer, who was the dirty tricks head of the CIA, number two guy there. I'm telling you the story to tell you about the drug thing that was happening at that time.
I probably pushed my nervous system as much as any human being living. I've taken LSD over 500 times, and I've experienced a wide range of these biochemical and neurological possibilities.
Timothy Leary's rented estate is almost as fantastic by day as it is by night. 3,000 acres, complete with man-made lakes, in the rolling woodlands of upstate New York.
We were visited by people from every form of consciousness experimentation. Yogi, we're wall-to-wall yogis and swamis and Taoists and tea leaf readers and vegetarians and anything. We're interested. We wanted to know, because we were square Harvard professors, we didn't know much about this.
Peggy Hitchcock, who was a friend of ours, said, I think my brother's just bought this place, this cattle ranch, and there's an old house on it up in Millbrook. Let's go. And we drove up, she and I came to this house. A 63-room house, all boarded up, with indoor walk-in refrigerators, 9 bathrooms. I said, this is our place. She said, well, if you want it, you'll have to turn on my brothers. They were both 22. They were part of the Mellon family. So, at that point, I took on my project of turning them on.
Texas, and many, many others that are patiently holding. If you want to join us on air, the toll-free number. Taking over, and now they're taking our right to vote. They're taking our borders. They're taking our guns. They're taking our kids. They're taking everything.
Those experiences happen at the edge, at the limit, where the mind is vulnerable. But I think we are in a very significant moment in history. Those moments, those what might call liminal, limit, frontier, edge zone experiences are actually now becoming the norm. These multiplicities and distinctions and differences that have given great difficulty to the old mind are actually through entering into their very essence, tasting and feeling their uniqueness. One might make a breakthrough to that common something.
New Metaphysics, Harry Geiserman. The Strafe now. Lights over Iraq. Kind of thing. It's an icon already. Okay. Although I can report, when you get to the crossing point, the binary system, grab it and hold on to it, because core key concepts can flip. I'll tell you. And like every story in the Naked Globe, it's a player's story. Everybody's the same type when it comes to the binary system. Yeah, when you step back, we'll all go to our own rooms and, like this year, 2004, everybody in their own house, in the house, their own house, but those crossing points, or in the core, it can flip. It can flip back to its opposite. You can split in half and flip between them, and then you've got the directions. And it can flip between those. Well, it is quite a versatile schematic. I'll tell you that. NewMetaphysics.com, put in the W's. Garrett, NewMetaphysics.com. Email to the major.
Our sincere joy on the occasion of resumption of contact with you. You have become a legend of us. Now we can salute the living legend.
The CIA has finally agreed the mole is likely to be one of their people. And we've targeted a particular officer of theirs who's had access to almost everything.
I am the one they want, and they don't have. It's a captain's paradise, it is.
I'm close now. Of course, the nature of my personality, everything is very concentrated in one kind of singularity. Not unusual, pretty classic. When approaching the core, the salient factors of various different conceptual contrails cause you to deal with the sort of the header of the stream, wag the dog kind of thing. A lot of flipping. Identity crisis. Very distinct. Here or there? Me, not me. That kind of thing. And of course, dealing with the monolith of the belief gargantua looming. And then the play it out factors. In a holistic system. Everything's everything, and everything's only its own self, all at the same time. A lot of detritus around here. Very close now. If I could find it, I would play Kurt Russell's soliloquy in The Thing, where he's tape recording messages. If their polar party is ever found in the ice, and warning people not to touch any of the torn clothing of the victims who have been changed into the thing, because they could catch it. Nobody trusts anybody anymore. All we can do is wait. It's not going to be much longer. Because all I can do is act. It's the only way I'm going to get there. Of course, not wanting to act is one of the things I have to get rid of. Meanwhile, I'm not acting quite a bit. Various other strains. Go into it later.
Traitor, traitor, tell the truth.
That holds them together. And so the main character is, to this new mind, greater, greater mind. A mind that yet is to be. And when we obviously enter into that mode, you can see a radical subjectivity. Radical attunement to individuality, uniqueness, to that which the mind is, opens itself to a vast objectivity. So the story is a story of the cosmos now. The moment is not just a passing, empty, nothing. Yet, and this is in the way in which these secret passages happen, yes, it's empty with such fullness that the great moment, the great life of the universe is pulsating in it. And each one, each object, each place, each act leaves mark. And that story is singular, but in fact, it's story after story.
Here, because not because they want to live as the other Jewish people have done for hundreds and hundreds of years. They have a plan here. They want to take over rule of the land. So they found the Jewish people, they looked at them as a threat.
Was ready to kill and to die. It's a soldier's wager. Oh God, if this is true, then maybe I am ready to be crucified for my sins and leave the rest to you. Not like our Lord Jesus, no. Never, but see me at least as equal to the good thief who was crucified with him, taken along in death with him into forgiveness forever. And please, Lord, let him say to me also, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Can you drink of the cup I drink of?
Dissolves in these quick-moving particles that are swirling away. Either I'm moving fast or time is, but never both simultaneously.
Existence. And that's when the animosity started in the beginning of the 20th century. And that is what brought about this animosity. Not because they hated the Jews. They were afraid of this plan of taking over the land. And the agitation started in that early period. He speaks about further in his letter, Rabbi Kaplan, about what happened, that these 20 people came, these Zionists came into Hebron and with bicycles, with guns, and the rabbis called them.
That pause, vaginitis, is most rewarding because it very quickly reverses the symptoms. There are other changes, such as softening of the bones, called osteoporosis, which results very often in the woman actually lessening her height. And then there are changes in the bladder which occur.
Impossible shapings of a better world in light of their struggles at this particular moment. Latin America has a long history of American imperial treatment. Long history of it, you see. They have much to teach us. But the blues people in the midst of the American Empire, largely but not exclusively, peoples of color.
You're looking for any changes for the better, because that indicates progress. There may be other areas of your life that you will also have to work on to reduce your overall stress, but this technique will be a great help in mobilizing your body's healing resources. Interior redecorating. Some years ago, I read a book that impressed me very much. It was Using Your Brain for a Change by Richard Bandler, well known for his system of neurolinguistic programming. In it, Bandler described a method for what I would call instant emotional healing that involved recalling a memory and changing various aspects of it, such as brightness, color, size, sound volume, and so forth, without actually changing the content of the memory itself. The idea, as I interpret it, is that memories are stored as patterns of experience and emotional charge. Experience provides the content. An emotional charge determines the packaging. For example, important memories, whether good or bad, are remembered by many people as being brighter or bigger than other memories. Bandler discovered that consciously making such memories dimmer or smaller usually resulted in a permanent change in emotional and/or behavioral response to them. Reactions and behavior based on unhappy memories were changed in virtually the flick of a thought. I taught the process to students in my workshops, and it worked very well. It was, however, tedious to work through a whole group of visual, auditory, and kinesthetic cues. So I experimented with variations that eventually led me to the idea that whatever you do to alter the mood of the memory will alter your reaction to it. And that led me to interior redecorating. Let me explain the three most universally successful applications of this idea.
And
a strange paradox. I mean, while technically I'm closer to the end of my life than I've ever been, I actually feel more than ever that I have all the time in the world. When I was younger, there was a desperation, a desire for certainty, like there was an end to the path and I had to get there.
I know what you mean, because I can remember thinking, oh, someday, like in my mid-30s maybe, everything's going to just somehow gel and settle, just end. It was like there was this plateau, and it was waiting for me, and I was climbing up it, and when I got to the top, all growth and change would stop, even exhilaration. But that hasn't happened like that, thank goodness. I think that what we don't take into account when we're young is our endless curiosity. That's what's so great about being human.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you know that thing Benedict Anderson says about identity?
No.
Well, he's talking about, like, say, a baby picture. So you pick up this picture, this two-dimensional image, and you say, that's me. Well, to connect this baby and this weird little image with yourself living and breathing in the present, you have to make up a story. Like, this was me when I was a year old, and then later I had long hair, and then we moved to Riverdale, and now here I am. So it takes a story that's actually a fiction to make you and the baby in the picture identical, to create your identity.
And the funny thing is, our cells are completely regenerating every 7 years. We've already become completely different people several times over. And yet we always remain quintessentially ourselves.
For one night, banging them hard, and then they're tossing them like a used orange peel.
Well, I mean, as they would deserve, but all I'm saying is, I'm not talking about somebody who's overly controlling that won't watch you watch sports or whatever it was that you're
I like. Mean, there's nothing like taking a 10 who's like a bitch, and many of them are, taking a 10 who's a bitch and like putting her through her paces and then kicking her out, and everybody says, what are you, crazy man? She was a 10. But she was a crazy psycho bitch from hell. Triumph the insult doll. Songs in the key of poop.
Commitment, all these guys standing in line here all this time waiting for the show. How do you explain this to your imaginary girlfriend?
He's in the Star Wars line.
Look at this one. Oh my God.
Listen.
Listen to my heartbeat.
Target drove to Foxstone Park sign on Creek Crossing Road in Vienna, Virginia, shortly before 6 p.m., January 26, 2001. He came to a stop, exited his car, proceeded on foot, looked around, then re-entered his vehicle and drove away. Target returned home, parked his car, went into the house. 15 minutes later, bedroom lights went out. Pursuant to court authorization, subject's car was removed from 9414 Talisman Drive, Vienna, Virginia, and replaced with identical vehicle.
As authorized by a search warrant, subject's car was opened. Among items found, 7 classified and top secret documents taken from the offices of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Inside subject's glove compartment, Crayola colored chalk, marking colors, and 2 rolls of medical adhesive tape were found. Subject's car was returned. Operation completed.
Infrastructure has been destroyed, its people brought to the brink of starvation, its food stocks depleted, and its cities devastated by a complete administrative breakdown. Iraq is being ushered in the direction of a civil war between Shias and Sunnis. Meanwhile, Afghanistan has lapsed back into an era of anarchy, and its territory has been carved up into fiefdoms by hostile warlords. Undaunted by all this, on the 2nd of May, Bush the Lesser launched his 2004 campaign, hoping to be finally elected U.S. President.
So I got what I needed to get, and then I drop-kicked her through the uprights.
I mean, those girls who do certain things deserve certain things.
These are nothing but call girls, you know what I'm saying? They're coming over and doing what I want because they want my money. So they come over, they do what I want, and then they can never get through to me on the phone for the rest of their lives.
So once women start to have chickens, then maybe I'll change my position on abortion. But until that time, I have to consider that that little fetus that's growing inside that birth chamber is absolutely nothing other than a human being.
Exactly, that's a human being. That's not doing with your body what you want to do with it.
No, sir. That's not your right. You do not.
Positions himself as a fine conservative patriot that he is pushing in the United States Senate for a law called the DREAM Act. All right? What the DREAM Act would do is make it even easier than it presently is for illegal aliens to be converted into American citizens, and as an added benefit, they will get superior economical education.
And
benefit.
He's introduced a bill so Arnold can be president.
That's right, part of that.
He's also introduced a bill for the Victory Act.
Huh? He's part of a lot of mayhem, but this was just his latest thing. Did you imagine that? A non-American citizen, and he said because we don't want to waste their talents and their contributions, but they'll waste talented contributions of your children.
He will write, "Others look up at the skies and see astronomical systems and claim to know of God. I look up at the heavens and I see immensities and voids."
The danger here, of course, is what? It's a lot of cowardice in the black community. Afraid to speak. Want to get it on the goodies? Grab the booty of the empire. And we're seeing it more and more and more.
To be jolly, like it or not.
Sunday, February 18th. Subject drove retired Lieutenant Colonel Jack Hoshower to Dulles Airport. Conversation recorded.
My inability to convert you to Catholicism has been one of the real failures of my life.
It's just not fair. So I have to confess that.
Okay. I never pretended to understand you, Bob, and I guess there's no need to now. Okay, friend?
All right.
We're friends. But I'm going to give you this book we talked about. I've read that many times over.
And it was Thursday. Coming in?
Not today, too.
Well, see you next time through.
Thereafter, subject drove from Dulles Airport to Foxstone Park. Arrived at 4:34 p.m.
Freeze! Freeze exactly where you are! Do not stop!
Did you call my wife and tell her I'm okay?
We'll take care of her.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law.
They say that J. Edgar Hoover used to dress up as a woman. You've got to have great opposites in yourself to do well at this kind of work.
Well, just do the best you can for me. Please, please. All right. Jingle bells. All right. I'm not a good person. Oh, Christ. Whoever you are, please speak softly. Yes? Yes? I can't hear you.
I guess so, Tom. Well,
yeah.
Luck to you.
I actually had one or two women actually try coming to my house again. Wait, what I need is caller ID on my doorbell. Maybe I'm going to require fingerprints when you come to my front door. Kind of like when you go to the bank to cash a check. We run you through a database. I don't know if we have enough megabytes for a database of women I've banged in the past, but we'll talk to the authorities and see if we can get that together. Thank you.
shouldn't there be some kind of alarm if, as you said, they know who's placing those put options and who's doing this? Shouldn't there be some bell going off saying something is strange here?
Well, of course. And CBS News clearly said that there were alarm bells going off on September the 10th. And those critics have never really addressed the research that exists, the facts of what happened. The facts is nobody knows how much money was made. One particular story in San Francisco said it was only $2.5 million that laid unclaimed in put options. So the critics came out and says, oh, it was only $2.5 million in insider trading. That's not true. One particular trade of $2.5 million out of God knows how many billions of dollars of inside trades went unclaimed. We had the German government estimated might have been as high as $100 billion in insider trading. And so nobody really knows, but what we do know is that what the government should have done immediately is make some arrests and tell us who made those trades. We're a year down the road, and we have nothing but an official wall of secrecy about those trades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've got to keep asking, why do they want to keep this secret? What is it that they're hiding? Why the cover-up?
Well, I have a very clear position on that.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you real quick before you get into your very clear position on that is the other aspect. Now, we've talked about the memos, we've talked about the briefing, we've talked about somewhat about the infiltration of Al-Qaeda, a little bit the foreign intelligence infiltration or whatever, and the insider training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another aspect that's actually a little bit more controversial when you put it out, and that's the Mike Vreeland thing.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to hear a little bit about that, and mainly because, you know, I read it and I thought, okay, and I went on your website and I looked at the note and all of that.
Right.
This is a note that Mike Vreeland wrote while he was in jail, from his jail cell, well before September 11th, gave it to the guards and had it sealed and then opened it up after that.
Right.
And it showed he had written some words, and one of them was World Trade Center, Pentagon, and a couple of Sears Tower.
Right.
And then it was a phrase, let one go, or
let one happen, stop the rest.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I have to tell you, I looked at it and I thought, okay, it would be interesting if it said, this is coming, and this is, but it didn't. It just said those few words. And it kind of grabbed me as like, if this is, first of all, are you seeing Vreeland as a center point in your stuff?
No.
Okay.
First of all, Mike Vreeland has been less than 10% of my coverage, and 95% of all the criticism around the world that's been leveled at me. And none of that criticism has really dealt with what I was saying. And if you read the stories that I have written, I think there's six, maybe seven, out of 75, 80 stories we've done since 9/11. I say very clearly a few things. First of all, I didn't go to Mike Vreeland, nor did I make up my mind on the basis of the note. I traveled first to Toronto, and I met with two of his lawyers, Paul Slansky and Rocco Galati, former Canadian prosecutors, federal prosecutors, like U.S. attorneys in the U.S., very serious men. I spent several hours with them going through their case files, and what they showed me in their case files was an eight-month history of trying to get Vreeland debriefed about the coming attacks in August and September. I mean, the notes were there, called so-and-so at the Parliament, called so-and-so at CSIS, had a meeting, was kicked out of here. U.S. government agents wanted to meet. I wouldn't go to the embassy. We had a meeting in the coffee shop. They wouldn't debrief. Why won't they listen? This was 8 months because they knew that attacks were coming in late August, early September. That's from having spoken to Vreeland. Had I not had that strong support from the attorneys who were under oath, who have submitted affidavits in the case. Look, we spent 8 months trying to warn. When they finally wrote the letter, when Vreeland finally wrote the note, I should say, it was, he calls it an FU note, because he was so tired. The lawyers were actually tired of trying to warn, that they put salient facts in loose order on a piece of paper. The top half pertained to the attacks. Now, looking at the note, that note actually says,
the lawyers put
Vreeland wrote those, and there is no question now that was written and sealed a month before the attacks. That's no longer in dispute. So, a series of targets: World Trade Center, Pentagon, White House, Royal Bank, Toronto, Parliament Building, and several other targets. Water supplies. Let one happen, stop the rest.
Electric gold coins at the nearest amount in my 24 years.
Gradual step-by-step infiltration, and we went right to the top. And in our church, they pulled it with that Vatican II Council, Second Vatican Council, so-called. There was no reason to call one, but they called it anyway.
Well, it's just like now they want to call another Constituent Convention. If they do that, we've lost everything, you know that.
Yeah.
And the church was put here for the purpose, and then for the sole purpose. I've seen that God's laws were foremost in the land. But for some reason, somehow, we bust the lie of unlimited submission to civil authority, which is totally unbiblical, and actually it's blasphemy, Hutton. If we obey man's laws over God's laws, who is our God?
It must be man.
It must be. And last time I read, that would be idolatry, am I right?
Yep.
Remember flowers, not guns, and beaded vests and tattered jeans again. Time out of body, out of mind. Probably find the diggers, probably won't go home. Probably find the pot of gold and rainbows all the same. It's a psychedelic baby of the mind. Time out of body, out of mind.
He said, it's my mission to introduce this drug to the world. He said it like a general. If there are a few casualties, I still have to look at the larger picture.
Those 20, 30,000 people that the human being really affected his mind. He had a speech prepared,
right,
which he didn't make, and he looked out at that crowd and he said, turn on, tune in. Drop out.
Why didn't make that speech?
Drop out from college, drop out from your jobs, drop out.
Right. And that became the mantra.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
We're turned on, and we're tuned in, and we're very dropped out.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
The establishment, I don't even like to say that, but that's essentially what it is. It was churches that were afraid of the new doctrine. It was politicians scared that people were saying that we're not going to go to Vietnam, but that was the politicians saying, you got to go. I mean, you go what we tell you. There was a whole revolution going on among the young saying, no. There's something we can drop out of. And what we're dropping out of is your vision of what this world is all about. We're dropping out is, let us tell you about it. We've seen the way this world can be when you see it from a higher perspective.
Circus decor, scene change, and flash freeze. First, circus decor. Recall a memory in which someone has really upset you or hurt you emotionally. Without changing the event, put antlers on the person involved and dress him or her in a clown costume. Have some other clowns come into the picture behind the person and make faces while circus music plays in the background. When you're ready, drop the memory for a few moments and then recall it again with the changes you've made. Usually, your feelings about the event will have changed, and this memory will no longer bother you like it did as long as you always recall it with the changes. Soon, you will probably even stop bothering to recall it. Second, scene change. Recall an unhappy or unpleasant memory. Without changing the event itself, change the context by placing it in a location that contrasts as much as possible with the mood of the event. If it's a noisy event, put it in the middle of the desert or in a quiet mountain meadow. If it's a quiet event, put it in the middle of Times Square on New Year's Eve. Any peaceful or happy surroundings will usually work well, as long as you can maintain the mood of the surroundings in your recall.
And this piece probably throws you off balance, or you don't lose your coordinates as much as you do in Bellamy. From here, the outside looks more like, say, the prow of a ship. To give you some idea of the decentering, I think it would be best if we just walk through this piece and shoot upward at the sky, and you'll have an idea of what happens to the outside of the curvature of the plate. On these pieces, it's also very difficult to know when you're on the inside and what's the outside. Here we're on the inside of the outside, but also on the outside of the inside.
Thank you.